BT and Sal back on the fan. You have any more ELAC reads that you want to, we could double
triple up
on
up
those?
Here? I don't think we got enough in.
That might have been the first time in the history of the station. That was
whose fault was it? Right? Let's be honest. Whose fault was it?
Yeah. Hop's having a rough hour. Two things that we want to mention before we get back to the calls here. 888-808-1019. Number one, I just want to give Sam Rosen some love. Watching him on Friday night, Rangers-Ottawa. Yesterday, you know, Rangers beat the Islanders. Well, Rangers have been playing well, but Sam he sounds as good as ever, BT. He's been great. It's been enjoyable watching him and listening to him, and the Rangers have been really good. Outside of the Panthers game, I mean, it's going to be the same thing with the Rangers, so they take care of the Islanders yesterday, but looking forward to the rest of the season and excited about the Rangers so far. Obviously, you want to get Shesterkin locked up, but man, is it a joy to listen to Sam Rosen. And I know you got your Johnnies getting underway tonight.
I do, but hold on. Another thought on the Rangers here. Sam Rosen's amazing. You know, even if you're not, and I'm not a devout hockey fan, but Sam Rosen is just a treasure of the city. He sounds great. He is amazing. That's a bad job. Now, I'm not gonna lie to you and say that I would have been locked into this game anyway. But I know many of you would have. Do you have to put the Rangers Islanders game in the middle of football season on a Sunday? I mean, can you find a way that you can actually highlight this so that? I don't know, I'm just taking a stand. I could be completely off base here, but I'm guessing that a few Rangers and Islander fans are actually, I don't know, Giant fans. And I know the Giant season's not really going anywhere here. That's not the point. Like, you know when the schedule comes out. You know the matchups. Just work around this. It's just an odd place to place a Rangers-Isles game. I don't even really have more to add. I don't know if you do as a big hockey fan than me.
It should not have been 1 o'clock on a Sunday. As a matter of fact,
ridiculous.
The day before, I got text. Doug Safchak, who you know I told you used to work at NBC, does some stuff at SNY, whatever. He has Rangers season tickets. He's like, hey, I can't use them, probably because he had to work yesterday, but I'm selling my tickets for face value. They were great value. Actually, I was going to give a discount. I was like, oh, Rangers Islanders is the guard I want to go, but I had already committed to going to the Red Bulls game later that afternoon, so I couldn't go. But yeah, 1 o'clock, like if it's Rangers, Canes, or whatever, okay, fine.
Yeah,
Rangers
Islanders. I know. Well, which jersey would you have worn?
Come on now. Come on.
I think the people are waiting for the answer.
I'm all in on the Rangers. Until we get into the Islanders suite.
What is that, December 28th? When are we going?
Trying to get Hoff in this year.
Oh, you got
to
come, Hoff.
I should be able to go. I don't think I'm going to Disney right now.
Oh, you're out for that?
First time? Really?
Well, not for December 28th. Last year we made like a quick weekend hit when you guys were doing
that. Yeah, well, between the Giants and your Disney stuff, it was tough, but hopefully we can get Hoff.
You can't pay me to go back to Disney anytime soon.
A lot of people, I'm going to have to make
that.
Well,
you have to. She's 3.5. You have to.
I'm actually looking forward to it.
It's great the first two times. Yeah. It's phenomenal.
Can I give you guys another issue, by the way, about the Islander, Rangers Islanders? I tried to watch it at the stadium, trying to do it on the app.
Yeah.
I couldn't get it.
Wait, what app? The Gotham app?
The Gotham app. It wasn't working.
Well, you have the Gotham app?
I'm supposed to. I have I'm a subscriber on the TV network, so I should have access to it.
I will say I have the Gotham app because I don't have, I went to YouTube.
I remember you saying that, yeah.
Just because the internet was, but whatever. I didn't want to be a cord cutter, but I kind of was left with no choice. So I had to buy the Gotham app.
Okay.
Which gives me access to the Knicks and Rangers. Yeah. I didn't buy the yes part of it.
Is that where you pay per game?
No, it's like $30 I think
you
a
can
month.
Pay for
the
for
month
pay.
For the month. Yeah, and you can do all the cards.
But, but I will say this: I'm not trying to rip the app. Again, I subscribe to it. Yeah. It's got a long ways to go.
Like really,
there should be first of all, everything should be archived. Only some Knicks games are archived in full. Some highlight packages, same thing. Some Rangers highlights, some Rangers in full. I should also be able to go to the game. And instead of, like, the Knicks the other night, I got home late from work. And
the Pistons
thinking,
game you're talking about, right?
Yeah, Friday night. So I get home late. I want to throw it. I figured, okay, well, I got the app, so it should just be there. I could have the option to watch live or go back and watch from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
There was no option. I had to pick it up right as it is.
Oh,
it was like live TV without rewinding
Unlike Amazon or Apple, when you watch the Yanks or the Mets there, you have the ability to rewind it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So basically what you're saying is the Gotham app has some work to do. I would ask you, is it at least more advanced than the early stages of Francesa's app?
Oh, come on now. Come on now. What's wrong with you?
I'm just asking.
I remember that
app had some issues back in the day. Hopefully Gotham's not that bad.
It was ahead of its time, Mike's app. I don't remember it exactly. I remember him talking about it.
Yeah, I remember him telling me that because I was actually on his show before I went to San Francisco.
So I think out that's, of here at that time.
Yeah, you were gone. I think that
couldn't
that's...
help with that app. Sorry.
You would help them out. That was Martel still here.
Yeah.
That was when, I mean, not because of me, but I think that that's when he actually first said it, that he was launching this app, was when I was in studio with him.
Oh, okay. You broke the news?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did. I'm pretty sure he did. And I think he needed, you know, listen, he wasn't sure how many people were going to tune in because of me, so he figured he had to break some news, keep him there. Right. And I remember he was so excited about it. I mean, listen, that was kind of the early stages of apps. I'm messing around, Mike. I'm not taking a low shot.
I will say it's a great idea. It just has to be executed properly. Like this guy, I think all sports should have it. You know how WWE has their, if you subscribe to their network, whatever, mm-hmm. it used to be the network, now I guess you just have... it's on
yeah, it's
NBC.
Not quite the WWE Network
yeah,
anymore.
It's on Peacock.
Yep.
Okay, but you should be able to go to an app, whatever it is, and then have a library
correct.
Of whatever. Like, I had to go back and watch these. I told you I was watching the World Series things over the weekend. Yeah. They were DVDs. Like, I had to hook up a DVD player.
How you watched them?
Yes, I have the whole box set of, like, every World Series from whatever, you know, I don't know where it starts till like 2005. And they've just been sitting there. I'm like, you know what? Let me put these things to some use. But yeah, instead of that, maybe an MLB app that I could pay $15 a month and have access to all those shows that we like on the MLB network.
Oh my gosh.
Or each year, the World Series, maybe certain games. So for the Gotham Sports app, it's a great idea. And it has some shows that that MSG Network would air.
Like the betting shows and some of the
whatever.
Other stuff.
Like,
yeah,
more like Jalen Brunson Beginnings or whatever they call it. Or Lundqvist 30-30 Club.
Yeah,
like, okay, whatever. But I should also have access to Rangers games, Knicks games, whenever I want.
Yeah.
Not just put it on and, catch up live. No, I want to be able to go back and watch the first half of this game.
I hear you. I mean, we watch TV very differently. What I just do, I record all these things, and I did not get away from what I have. Don't get me wrong. I was thinking about cutting the cord with some stuff because some things we just don't use. But to me, I'd rather pay a few extra bucks, which is a pain in the behind based on where the economy is. But I would rather pay a few extra and have the old school convenience of DVR, demand. Right. It's simple to me.
Well, YouTube TV is great with that. That's what most apps are like that. The Gotham Sports app is not like that, or at least I haven't figured out a way to do it. And by the way, I'm with you on that. The reason why I had to cut the cord is because they basically were making it all streaming anyway with the other service that
I know.
So when I don't want streaming. I want you to plug the cable into the back of the box and I don't have to worry about any of the streaming nonsense. But if they're not going to do that anyway, might as well cut the cord. All right.